This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After weeks of protests and calls for him to step down, the governor of Puerto Rico has a big announcement last night.
I announced it to you today that I will be renouncing the post of governor.
Governor Ricardo Rossello, speaking through a translator there, saying he'll step down on August 2nd. That after a scandal involving a group chat that was leaked that showed offensive remarks from Rossello against women, gays, and victims of Hurricane Maria. Millionaire sex offender Jeffrey Epstein found injured in his Manhattan jail cell. Not a lot of details released by officials, but reports are he was on the floor of his cell in a semi-conscious state with marks on his neck. Investigators say they don't know what happened to him, but he's now on a suicide watch. Remember, you can find us online. We're at usaradio.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance.
Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Some Democrats claiming that yesterday's testimony by the former Russia special counsel Robert Mueller only helps their impeachment efforts. Republicans see it quite differently. Here's House Judiciary Ranking Member, Republican from Georgia, Doug Collins.
Mueller debunked it all. That is put to bed. There's no other Democrat can go out and say, oh, I see collusion in plain sight. Mueller put that to complete rest today. The second thing is, when the Democrats did all of their tricks and their little flower points and said, here was the obstruction, he looked at them and said, I don't subscribe to your theory. That obstruction theory is blown.
Collins was speaking on Hannity on Fox News. Meanwhile, House Judiciary Chair Jerry Nadler says Mueller's testimony shows the president could still face criminal prosecution after he leaves office. For the first time since President Trump last met with the North Korean leader in the DMZ, the Pentagon says the North has launched at least two short-range missiles in recent hours. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A social media giant getting a whopper of a fine. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
A record $5 billion fine was imposed to Facebook, along with new oversight on its privacy practices. FTC Commissioner Noah Phillips.
This is the largest privacy fine in history. It's orders of magnitude bigger than record privacy fines both in the U.S. and Europe. It's probably larger than every single privacy fine ever imposed by any government agency anywhere in the world.
Facebook also faces a new FTC investigation into anti-competitive behavior. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A wildfire burning just outside Flagstaff, Arizona, now 12% contained. An evacuation order lifted for a couple of dozen families who were forced to leave their homes earlier this week. They were able to return late yesterday. The so-called museum fire burning nearly 1,900 acres since it began back on Sunday, expected to grow just another 200 acres. thanks to some rain that fell earlier this week and more that's expected in the next few days. And the commander of a U.S. Special Operations Task Force in Iraq is sending home a platoon of Navy SEALs, reportedly for drinking while deployed. They've been forced out early to San Diego by the commander of the task force, and the unit is said to be still under investigation. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that?
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, enjoying your day, keeping you up to date on all the things that matter in your life. Kevin Williamson, the roving correspondent for the National Review, is with us right now. We're going to be talking about how the Mueller hearings has brought out the Twitter mob. And they were in full force yesterday, weren't they, Kevin?
Yeah, I kind of think so. They lived to be angry, and yesterday I think gave them a lot to be angry about.
Well, it was amazing. Even David Axelrod at one point had to say, oh, this is painful, huh?
Yeah, you know, people go to social media, and this is what my new book is about, looking not for information, but for affirmation, looking to be told that they're doing the right things, and then and especially that they hate the right people. And so when you get a big circus like the Mueller hearings, they're expecting, you know, more drama and more performance, and when they didn't get it, this upset them.
Yeah, because now what do you do? We wait for part two. I think some Republicans are really quick to say it's over, but look at it. It's the Democrats that have been driving this agenda, and it's not over until they say it's over.
Yeah, I have a piece on this in National Review that just went up a few minutes ago, and I think the Democrats are making a bit of a strategic error there in that you can't beat Donald Trump in a reality show election. If you're looking to beat him with big dramatic displays and happenings and things like that, you better get better at it than this. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's a excruciatingly boring thing to watch. Whatever you think about Donald Trump, one thing you really can't call him is boring. And I think that if they're going to try to beat him in showmanship, they're going to get beaten badly.
Right, exactly. Well, as you point out, like gravity, this whole Mueller attachment, as fast as it went up, it went down really quick after 6 hours of, yesterday's show. At one point, it was the most trending topic on Twitter, right?
Yeah, I believe it was for a while. Actually, to be honest, these sorts of things come and go in cycles, and you know, what's trending at any particular moment I don't think actually tells us very much about anything other than the fact that there wasn't much else going on yesterday. Mm-hmm. So I suppose when you clear out the text on a news day like that, you can have some influence in terms of what's trending because you give it less competition, but I don't think that actually means that there was a gigantic outpouring of interest in it.
What about the hashtag impeach now?
Well, you know, I think if the Democrats thought they could impeach Trump and get away with it, they'd have already done it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that anybody who is looking at their own internal polling and who is halfway politically competent is going to vote to impeach the President of the United States of America based on what somebody said on Twitter.
Right. Do you think Nancy Pelosi feels like she's losing grip here? I mean, she's been trying to hold the party together to where, man, she's like a Gumby girl being stretched, particularly to the left. And this has got to be really tough on her. And I, for some reason, I kind of sense this epitaph of Nancy Pelosi will be, you know, somewhat like Bill Clinton, "I told you so."
Yeah, it's hard to keep them together. You know, here's a sentence I don't say very often. Thomas Edsall had a really useful column in the New York Times. And he argued the Democratic Party, at least three parties. What's interesting about that is that the more left-wing Democrats tend to be disproportionately young white people, the more moderate Democrats tend to be disproportionately black and Hispanic. And so you've got this weird pull in the party between the young progressives who really do care what's going on social media and are checking Twitter every 30 seconds, and the more traditional Democratic voters who care about things like jobs and wages and government benefits and those sorts of things. And these three different parties are not necessarily going to be marching in lockstep toward the same goals forever. And eventually people are going to start asking themselves, is if we're a party of people who are largely non-white, why are all these rich white people in charge of the Democratic Party?
Exactly. Well, and then you have Ilhan Omar's statement that's been hitting the airwaves, where she has, puts out a warning. She's on Al Jazeera and puts on the warning that, you got to be mindful of the white man.
Yeah. The racial politics is it's cheap and it's embarrassing, but I fear that it's probably still effective.
Mm-hmm.
People are so terrified of being accused of racism or bigotry that they will bend themselves into all sorts of shapes to accommodate mm-hmm. even unrational and anti-rational forms of politics even.
Right. Well, Kevin, I'm glad to hear you say that it is cheap. I mean, it kind of reminds me, I'm a bit of a hack musician myself, and and the thing is, if you can't play the scales and you're not hitting the right notes, what you do is you turn it up and you bring in some reverb and distortion, and it covers up all kinds of musician sins, and it's almost politically you have similarity here with the loudness and the volume of a small group of people.
Yeah, as a B-grade guitar player myself, I appreciate that distortion and reverb can cover up a lot. I think that there is an argument that the emotional amplitude just overwhelms people, because it's certainly not about arguments, right? It's
mm-hmm.
certainly not
right.
about evidence and policy and things like that. It's that people want to affiliate themselves with certain kinds of people and certain kinds of views. And what really people want to do, and what they do through the social media model of politics, is disaffiliate, so that whatever I am in life, I'm not like those jerks over there.
Right.
That's why so much of our discourse on both sides is dedicated to trying to define the other side in some sort of negative and pejorative way, even if that's not really entirely accurate.
Well, it is amazing, as you say, in referring to the smallest minority in your book, Independent Thinking in the Age of Mob Politics. Just that title is a bit of an oxymoron, is it not? Because basically, the smallest minority, what they're doing is they're just setting up another cult and a club for themselves that comes with a secret handshake and a decoder ring. And if you're there with the what was recently said, that if you've got a black face and you got the wrong black voice, well, you're not in the club.
Right. So the title refers to the individual, which is the smallest minority in any society. And what the book gets into is the question of, can we deal with one another and speak to one another as individuals and citizens, or are we doomed to speak to one another and deal with one another as though we were only mascots of warring social groups and rival tribes? And if the latter is going to be the case, we're going to have problems, because it's very difficult for a democratic system to function without a reasonable public discourse. And you can't have a reasonable public discourse if it's all about status jockeying.
Well, and we know where that trajectory leads, right?
Well, no, we don't, actually. I don't think we've ever seen a society quite as large and complex and democratic. democratic as the United States, have its political culture go as deeply awry as I'm afraid ours is. So, no, I don't think you know where that goes.
Well, I guess maybe what brings that question is I think that inherent in all of us is that there is that need for connectivity. It might be in the smallest group, but at the end of the day, there's going to be a discerning moment that says, hey, this isn't working. And, I am a small minority, and I'm not talking about the individual, but as a group, and that maybe we need to migrate into something more effective. And, you know, I guess in part, maybe I'm seeing it in my own eyes, Kevin, is something that maybe the country and the culture is just going through a phase that naturally has to go through so that on the other side it appreciates the value of free speech.
Yeah, I think that phase looks an awful lot like adolescence, probably. It's angry and it's immature and it's silly and it's uninformed.
Says a parent who's raised several, I know. Kevin Williamson is with us.
Most
our conversation
of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Martinez Live.
Yeah, here in our world, the sky is blue. I think it's a nice thing. Okay, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And it's blue because I just believe in the higher calling of man. And I believe it's in all of us, and it yearns to do what's right ultimately. Yes, we fight the demons of the world and all that good stuff. That is there. But meanwhile, we just have this intrinsic desire to do right by ourselves and for our family. Kevin Williamson is with us. His book, The Smallest Minority, Independent Thinking in the Age of Mob Politics. Kevin, your career has been quite celebrated, and what I appreciate it is that you are an independent thinker. You know, we have to have those times when we know what it is that we believe in, and right now with a lot of crowd mentality and crowd influence, we can lose that power of independent thinking, right?
You know, what's ironic about that is that, you know, so I write for National Review, which is a conservative magazine, and most of my work in the last 10 years or so has been oriented toward that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
People have a very, very strong sense of political tribalism right now, and they don't really like criticism of their own side, especially from people who are supposed to be on their team. But if you really care about the long-term prospects of your political tribe, of your political preferences and your point of view, there's really no substitute for well-intentioned criticism from your own side.
Exactly.
Because we do get things wrong sometimes. We do talk about things the wrong way, or we get things in the wrong priority. Or sometimes we get subject to ideas that end up to be not true, or to be not very useful anymore. And so I like to think that I provide that service to conservatives, but it's not always appreciated.
Well, maybe in the short term, but I would say in the long term, for those of us that think like you do, who believe that our founding fathers had it right when they decided that the First Amendment of our Constitution should be, you know, the freedom of speech, freedom of the press, that is so vital for us to have that, you know, be able to have those conversations to where otherwise, you know, that keeps us out of those echo chambers, you know, that all you're doing is hearing people of the same like mind, and then next thing you know, they go out in the marketplace and test what it is that they've had all this, you know, false affirmation for, and they go, hey, he really is an idiot.
if you look at young people's attitudes toward the First Amendment specifically, I think it really points to a giant failure in civics education, because what you'll hear from people, and I taught college for a while, I dealt with this a lot, is that, well, of course we believe in free speech, but not this, because this is offensive.
Yes.
And I always tell them, if it weren't meant to protect offensive speech, we wouldn't need any protections at all, because
exactly.
No one cares about speech that isn't offensive. It's there to protect offensive speech, not inoffensive speech. It's there to protect someone who's going to tell you things that are going to make you uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other day on a college campus, there was a gal that was really upset because somebody, somebody who attended the college, I think he was there for a meeting about another degree, and he was wearing a shirt that she found to be quite offensive. Oh, my goodness, she was losing her mind.
What was the shirt?
I'm not sure exactly what it was, but it was something of a political statement that was maybe anti-Muslim or cited something that didn't go along with her faith, and boy, she took grave exception to that.
Yeah, and it's fine to take exception to things, and that's what we're here to do, is, you know, to have arguments and such. What we have going on right now is the social media mob mentality that isn't oriented toward having arguments, but oriented toward preventing communication.
Mm-hmm.
We're oriented toward keeping people from speaking. So I'm all for the full and frank exchange of views and ideas, including if it's angry, including if it sometimes gets emotional. That's not my preference, but okay. But
right.
What we have right now is a whole different kind of communication, which isn't really communication at all. It's communication that's designed to keep points of view from being heard rather than to engage them and debate them.
Yeah, I refer to it as a spirit of invalidation. Rachel Brevard, when I was talking with her the other day, they call it the canceling culture. But yeah. I've noted this age of invalidation that we've been in for a number of years. And to your exact point, is that if you're disagreeable and I can't align you with my philosophy, then you don't count, and you're just you're kicked to the curb and invalidated. And you know what a loss, you know, for all of us when that happens. And that's been going on for quite a while. We're losing a lot of I think some golden nuggets along the way, things, answers. I mean, this is an interesting way that God has created us, is that, as my dad used to say, he never gave any one person all the goods. And sometimes that missing puzzle piece that you are so looking for and needing is from that very person that just so irritates you.
Yeah, I was having this conversation with someone the other day that, you know, we've got this really strange censorious culture right now. And think about, you know, people who had good careers in entertainment in the 1970s and 1980s, like Eddie Murphy.
Yes.
Eddie Murphy could not do his job today. Mel Brooks could not have had his film career today, because this stuff is seen as being offensive. We can't have things that are offensive out there. Now, in the 70s and 80s, the offensiveness of Mel Brooks' films was part of their allure. It's what they were there for.
Mm-hmm.
But now we've become, strangely, we've become less religious. We've become more puritanical, which is
right.
Kind of ironic.
It is.
But there you are.
Well, in your book, you address some things. You worked for The Atlantic. Of course, we know that you were involved in a very public firing. You're very vulnerable in addressing this in your book.
Yeah, you know, I mean, for people like me, it's not such a big deal. I've often pointed out in my writing about that particular episode, my talking about it, that I'm in the controversy business. You know, for me, that's just a professional hazard. Where this kind of culture is really a problem is if you're a manager of Starbucks in Philadelphia, or you're an employee of Google who's not involved in politics necessarily, but you're dumb enough to believe it when they ask you for your opinion on a contentious issue. So people see the examples that are being made of people like Andrew Moore at Google or Brendan Eich, people like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that they can lose their jobs, too, if they have unpopular opinions. Now, for me, having an unpopular opinion is fine. It's not a big deal. It's what I do for a living.
Right.
But for people who are not in that business, this is a really, really repressive thing. And the emergence of using employment as a tool of political conditioning, of saying that if you can't satisfy the lefty social justice culture, you can't have a real job in America, is a really, really dangerous thing. And I think the left ultimately will come to regret advancing the idea that corporations should be the arbiters of what's politically acceptable.
Exactly. Well, we saw what happened with Planned Parenthood recently with Dr. Wynn, right?
Yeah, you were never woke enough, right?
I mean, exactly.
you can be someone who wants to go out there and do an abortion yourself, but if you're not willing to say, tell me about your pronouns first, then you're going to get canned at Planned Parenthood, which is great because I hate Planned Parenthood and I want to see them not succeed.
Right. Well, in your book, you help people understand how mob rule and hatred has undercut our democracy by destroying our capacity for individualism. We've got about a minute and a half left, Kevin. I'm going to let you unwrap that and kind of summarize this as we bring it home, okay?
Yeah, so democracies are a little bit like markets in the sense that they rely on the exchange of information. That's how we come to solutions for problems we have, or at least consensus compromises on really disputatious issues. You can't have a real grown-up adult discourse, but instead you've got this monkey level screaming at people on Twitter, then you can't actually approach serious problems seriously, and you can't ever achieve a lasting consensus or a compromise.
And I think what you bring to mind here and to point is this, you know, the spirit of anonymity as well. You know, the kind of false boldness and courage that it offers, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think that social media would be a lot better without it. Although, you know, given the way people behave now in terms of the employment stuff, I understand why people prefer it.
Right, exactly. His new book, The Smallest Minority, Independent Thinking in the Age of Mob Politics. Kevin, book available at all the usual places, yes?
Yes, go buy it, please.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. And if they want to be in touch with you, how can they do that, Kevin?
NationalReview.com is the best place to do it.
Just like that. Easy enough. And look forward to we got to continue this conversation. I'm going to look forward to a follow-up here. I'm going to get a hold of your representative because we've got to have you back maybe in about 6 weeks. Let's do a follow-up and expand a little bit more into there's some rather interesting chapters that I want to get into as a follow-up. So look forward to having you back.
Can't be right on the air.
You got it. Yes. Kevin Williamson. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it. Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts, and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender, and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After weeks of protests and calls for him to step down, the governor of Puerto Rico has a big announcement last night.
I announced it to you today that I will be renouncing the post of governor.
Governor Ricardo Rossello, speaking through a translator there, saying he'll step down on August 2nd. That after a scandal involving a group chat that was leaked that showed offensive remarks from Rossello against women, gays, and victims of Hurricane Maria. Millionaire sex offender Jeffrey Epstein found injured in his Manhattan jail cell. Not a lot of details released by officials, but reports are he was on the floor of his cell in a semi-conscious state with marks on his neck. Investigators say they don't know what happened to him, but he's now on a suicide watch. Remember, you can find us online. We're at usaradio.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Lift your head up, wake your head up, lift your head up.
Welcome back, fresh and independent. We are just for you at 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Well, our next guest correctly predicted currency manipulation and currency wars 2011, accurately foresaw that the Federal Reserve would not raise interest rates for years in the death of money in 2014, as you may recall, forecasted the rise of negative interest rates in the new case for gold in 2016, and showed how the global elite is willfully concealing evidence of an oncoming financial panic in the road to ruin. His latest book, Aftermath, warns that the financial crisis never ended. He offers a path to prosper in the face of financial degradation. And we have him here right now. James Ricard joins us, his brand new book, Aftermath, Seven Secrets of Wealth Preservation in the Coming Chaos. James, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, Bill. Great to be with you.
Hey, I have been following your advice and your insight for many years, so it's an honor to have you here. And one of the things that I've maintained on this radio show is that, you know, credibility is something that's earned. And it's earned in, as my old mentor would say, it's not about your charm, it's about your bottom line. And so your bottom line is well respected here.
Well, thank you. It's great to hear. And we're trying to do it again with the new book, Aftermath, you know, looking down the road at, you know, right now the economy is, the assumption is the economy is doing great, unemployment is at a 50-year low, inflation is under control. There's some truth in that, although a little bit less there than meets the eye. But the history of the last 30 years says these crises come with regularity every 7, 10 years, and it's been 10 years since the last one. So time to get ready for the next one.
James, what I've been concerned with is that we're losing opportunity here with this political fussing that's been going back and forth. And I've been looking forward to your advice as to what we can do in setting aside what's happening politically and take advantage of the market as it sits today. Because like anything, we know there's this ebb and flow, and it's going to be those that are prepared to deal with this next crisis that are going to fare better, as to so, you know, some people that find themselves in a reactive versus a proactive situation.
Right, thank you. And so let's just kind of go over the landscape a little bit, because right now, you know, in the first quarter of 2019, the economy grew at 3.1%, which is not bad. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Larry Kudlow's out, they should give him pom-poms. He's a big cheerleader, nice guy, but big cheerleader for the economy and the White House. And everyone's saying, see, we told you, you know, just cut taxes, give it time, the economy will get back to 3-4% growth, it's all good. Well, that was true for the first quarter, but the second quarter is over. The official data won't be announced for a couple more days, but we have a very good estimate from the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta, and they say this growth in the second quarter was about 1.6%.
Whoa.
So that's a steep drop off from 3.1. But if you take the 3.1 and the 1.6 and average them, guess what? You get 2.3, which is exactly where the economy has been growing for the last 10 years. So right now we have the longest economic expansion in U.S. history. That's true. It's now just entered its 11th year. But it's also the weakest economic expansion in U.S. history. The economy, as I mentioned, is growing about 2.2%. And but meanwhile, there's something growing faster than the economy, which is the debt. When you get into the debt and deficits, you know, people's eyes kind of glaze over. They say, well, they don't understand it. It's really complicated. It's actually not that complicated. So the national debt right now is $23 trillion approximately. And people say, oh, well, we can't pay it off. Well, you actually don't have to pay it off. But what you do have to do is roll it over. In other words, you have to be able to keep borrowing more to pay off the old debt. But that's
and you got to manage the interest, though, too, James, right?
Well, that's right. With $22 trillion, let's say, if interest rates go up 2%, that's over $400 billion a year in additional deficits on an annual basis. That's what 2% does,
right,
when you throw it on top of $20 trillion. So that's a problem that could be over the horizon. But the problem right now, today, is that the debt is growing faster than the economy. When that happens, it actually slows down the economy. The debt itself becomes an impediment to growth. There's very good research to prove this, and I talk about it in my book. So, okay, so the debt's growing faster than the economy. How are you going to maintain confidence? How are you going to roll that over? Well, the answer is you can't. What are the ways out? Well, growth is one way, but we can't get the growth. We just mentioned that. The other way is default. We're not going to default because we can print the money.
Mm-hmm.
The third way out, and the way that I see coming, is inflation. Now, right now, there isn't much inflation. Nobody sees it coming, but I explain why it's the only way out. And are you ready for that? You know, you don't buy hurricane insurance when the hurricane hits. You buy it
right
before the hurricane.
Exactly.
You need to get ready now for what's coming.
Mm-hmm. So, interesting. So, and I'm glad to have you put that in perspective in terms of, you know, growth, because a lot of people, like Kudlow, would think that we can grow ourselves out of it. But Barack Obama and his economists said that 2.2 was going to be the new normal of GDP. That was their projection. And, of course, we saw what happened with deregulation and some of the Trump policies, and we got up to 3.1%. But this is going to be a real shock for people when they start seeing a 1.6, and then we're back to what you're saying, average of a 2.3%. So then the economists of Barack Obama are more in line than Larry Kudlow.
Right. Well, now you're right about what the Obama economist said. You're right about that. But my question would be, why is it the new normal? Why can't we get back to 3.1? I think we can.
That's my question too. Exactly. Right.
And by the way, there were a number of times during the Obama administration we did have 4% growth for a quarter. Once we had over 4% growth and then over 3% growth back to back. So Obama had these little spikes of 3-4% growth, but then it went right down again. It wasn't a crash. It didn't turn into a recession, but it would go back down to 1.5 or 1. One quarter during Obama was actually negative. So they've not been able to sustain it. And when I saw the 3.1 in the first quarter of this year, I said, well, nice going, but you're not going to be able to sustain it. And that turned out to be exactly right, because we're back down to that 1.6% level. So it is the new normal. It goes through Obama and Trump. I mean, I know there are different political parties and different political styles. I understand all that. Mm-hmm. But honestly, the economy is doing about the same. It's not this big boom. And you know, unemployment is low. That's true, and that's a good thing. But there are over 10 million able-bodied people between the ages of 25 and 54 who are out of the workforce. They don't count as unemployed. But if you threw them in, because they're not looking for jobs, but if you put them in the pot, the unemployment would actually be closer to 8 to 10%. And these are not disabilities. These are not retired people. They're, as I say, 25 to 54. So lots of slack in the economy. Deflation is a danger. But the only way out of deflation is inflation, and you need to prepare for that now. And as far as market crashes are concerned, it could happen tomorrow. I'm not saying it will. That's not my prediction, but it certainly could. But just go back to 1987, the Dow Jones fell 22% in one day, October 19th, 1987. In today's market, that would be 5,000 Dow points, not 500, but 5,000. Are you ready for that? 1994, the Mexican crisis. 1998, the Russian crisis. 2000, the dot-com crash. The NASDAQ fell 80%. 2007, the mortgage crisis. 2008, Lehman Brothers and AIG. So these things are not that rare. They happen every 7-10 years. I understand it's been 10 years, but it doesn't mean these things continue forever.
Well, I always wonder about, the outside influence of, somebody sitting in their dorm room, which, happened not that long ago, and you had a little bit of a run in the market, and it was a bunch of goof heads, fraternity guys just messing around.
Well, that's definitely a danger, and this is another one of my specialties. You mentioned the work I do for the national security community, for the Pentagon and the CIA, but I'm an advisor on financial warfare and financial threats, and I also talk about that in the book. I have two chapters on it. But right, we've been dealing with macroeconomic issues, debt, deficits, GDP, growth, etc., but there are these other threats that are new because of the interconnectedness of the global financial system, because of the high leverage, and because of technology. You could attack the power grid. You could attack other critical infrastructure. You could attack the financial system. In fact, the attacks are there every day.
Right. We got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from James after this. Stay with us.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. refi those debts, and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender, and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
Let me tell you right here, right now, we're looking, ladies and gentlemen, at a coming financial crisis. I know you've been warned about this, and James Ricard is with us. His book, Aftermath, Seven Secrets of Wealth Preservation in the Coming Chaos, is a must read. You need to get your hands on this book to be prepared, because it is for those that that are going to be prepared for this upcoming chaos that will not be caught off guard, and you don't want to be caught off guard. In the book, he addresses why smart investors are steering clear of digital currencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum, how passively managed index funds are thwarting the corrective forces of the market and creating opportunities for active investors, why cash will be king when another financial panic inevitably drives assets values down by 50%, and how the behavioral economists who advise 401k plans manipulate investors into overexposure in equity markets. James is a New York best-selling author of The Road to Ruin, The Death of Money, Currency Wars, The New Case for Gold, which has been translated into 16 languages. He's an advisor to the International Economics and Financial Threats to the Department of Defense and the U.S. intelligence community, served as a facilitator of the first ever financial war games conducted by the Pentagon. James, we have a short time together because you've got to be running out the door. I just want to let you kind of summarize and wrap this thing up in about 3.5 minutes before we reluctantly lose you. And if you feel the tug on your pants, it's me saying, please don't go.
Sure, Bill. Thank you very much. Yeah, so I never make forecasts without giving the backup and the analysis, and that's all in the book. So this is not some doom and gloom thing where the world's coming to an end. The world's not coming to an end. Mm-hmm. We'll make it through, but we could have some serious financial crises. But what I do is I explain what you can do right now to prepare for that, and it's pretty straightforward. It's what I call the barbell portfolio. You know, barbell, you got heavy weights on both sides and a connector in the middle. So if I told you inflation was definitely coming, you'd know exactly what to do. It'd be easy to get some gold, silver, land, you know, natural resources, hard assets, etc. If I told you deflation was definitely coming, you would also know what to do. You'd get cash, treasury notes, etc. But what if I say we're right on the knife edge? It could go either way. The central banks want inflation, that's for sure, but they can't get it, and deflation is a real possibility. So what you want to do is construct a very simple portfolio that protects you against both outcomes. So have some, I recommend 10% gold or silver, against some natural resource stocks, oil, you know, energy, water, land, farm, mm-hmm. house, etc. Over on the other side, your deflation protection. Treasury bills, they'll do actually very well. If interest rates go down, which they will, those bills are going to go up in value. So that's your deflation protection. In between, connecting the two, a big slug of cash, maybe 30%. People say, yeah, I don't like cash. You know, it doesn't have much yield. I'm not making much money on it. But it has embedded optionality. If you're the one with cash, there's a financial crash going on. What's everyone else doing? They're selling, trying to get some cash. You've got the cash. You can sit back, look around, take your time, and go shopping for bargains. And by the way, the guy who gets this is Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett has $115 billion in cash, the most he's ever had.
Wow.
He sees it the way I do, and he's getting ready for it. So some hard assets for inflation, treasury notes for deflation, and cash to give you the ability to go shopping when everything else is falling apart.
Well, that's great. Where do they go for more information? You got to go. You got about 5 seconds.
Yeah, the book, Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com or your local bookstore.
James Ricard. I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, James. Have a great one.
Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you, in his book, he also takes a look at the financial landscape, what it will look like after this next crisis. It will not be an apocalypse, like he said. It's not doom and gloom. It's just time to get prepared. But you can look at the landscape being radically different, as he outlines. Those who foresee this landscape can prepare now to preserve wealth. And as you can tell, I mean, this is all very practical advice based on empirical evidence here. So, again, highly recommend his book, Aftermath, Seven Secrets of Wealth Preservation in the Coming Chaos. James Ricard, best-selling author of Currency Wars. So make sure you check it out and get your hands on it. Available at all the usual places. And, of course, it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Okay, so a couple minutes here left together, you and I. Boy, there was just so much to cover. I know everybody's still focused on Mueller, what the next chapter for the Democrats will be. Don't think, I mean, some people, you know, there was announcements last night that it was over. Well, the Democrats say it's over, and it's only over when they say it's over, and they never say it's over, because if they only have just a little bit more time and a little bit money, you know it's like climate change and all the other passionate arguments that they have. That's what we need, more of the people's money invested and more time, and here it is. But here it is, you know, we've wasted all this time and money in the pursuit of what happened. And did we really deal with the real issue? And that is the true interference of the Russians. And I would say that, you know, we're so fixated on the Russians, but I wouldn't be surprised, and I think this is what Donald Trump was suggesting earlier, and others, that you've got other operatives, whether it's the Chinese, you've got North Koreans, people that are just wanting to fuss, and especially, you know, what the Russians did. I was surprised. I mean, a big surprise yesterday was hearing the amount of money, because I was told that there was a minimal amount of money, I mean, like $100,000, that was spent on Facebook ads. But they were suggesting yesterday, or it was stated, and I go, I've got to fact check this. But the impact of the ad supposedly was $121 million impressions on Facebook ads. Now, I would think if that would be the case, I might have ran a cup of, you know, across an ad or two, and maybe they were just so good and everything was so subtle that nobody recognized it. I don't know. But that number came out of nowhere, and it really kind of knocked me back. I don't know if it caught you off guard as well. But, you know, because we were told all along, maybe $100,000. I've been in marketing most of my life. $100,000, social media, not going to make much of a dent. Even President Obama said that he was convinced that not one vote was altered by the interference of the Russians. Of course, that was then. This is now. We've got a new narrative and new hypotheses that are flying out there. But all that being said, are we prepared for 2020? Because as Robert Mueller said, even as we sit here, they are doing everything they can to interfere with the 2020 election. Now, I'm still not convinced, I don't know if you are, and I'm not convinced that it was the Russians' choice to pick Trump, that Trump was their guy, unless there's something more, and there was some suggestion that there might be, but there was no evidence to indicate that Trump was so much in the bag with the Russians that he was their guy, because everything would indicate, based on the lead-up of all this and the way that the Russians had with Hillary Clinton, with all this pay-for-play, paying, you know, the former president, you know, $500,000 for a speech that normally, you know, he'd get maybe about 70 or 80. All of a sudden, his speech requirements and payments increased exponentially after she became Secretary of State, and they had well established the Clinton Foundation. And a lot of that money was going in that direction. And so will we ever find out what was going on in the pay-for-play? Now, the Clinton acolytes would say, oh, you're just being conspiratorial. No, what I'm doing is I'm being led to consider that as an option because of the evidence. I mean, you may have erased and bleach-bit your computers and destroyed what I thought should have been secured evidence, and by law would have been a violation, but you know, again, this is part of the crisis that we're facing in our country. Is we have a two-tiered legal system. We have a legal system for the Democrats and partisans, and a legal system for conservatives. I mean, you know, clearly, you look at what the Obama administration did to Dinesh D'Souza, for example, because he was a conservative and he spoke out against Barack Obama. Dinesh D'Souza had to go to jail. He didn't get to, you know, he had, you know, pass go. He didn't get to collect $200. He went straight to jail, right? And there are other citations where it was rather prejudicial. And if you had a D before your name, then you got away with stuff like Lois Lerner. I mean, the stuff that she was able to do with the IRS. And here she is enjoying retirement at the expense of the people. Thank you very much. And what she did was absolutely criminal to the Tea Party groups. And what she did in terms of manipulation of the electoral system. You know, we're all concerned about what the Russians did. Well, the things that have been done, you know, domestically, and especially during the Obama regime, which, you know, heretofore, people, again, he's well fortified by the media and those established apparatchiks within the bureaucracy that are doing everything they can to cover his footsteps and prints, handprints over all this stuff that was you know, quite diabolical. Now you look at things and go, okay, why would you unmask all these people? Why would you at the last minute hire all these government bureaucrats to come in and infiltrate and be a part of the Trump administration? I don't think he did this out of the kindness of his heart. You know, how is it that things were set up in such a way with the FBI that the FBI could do end-arounds and to be able to infiltrate the Trump administration, the campaign, not the administration, but also to be able to spy on it? And, of course, when the president talked about wiretapping, everybody, oh, there was such disdain. You know, what do you mean? Why are we, you know, we don't wire, you know, the wiretap. So, I mean, it's like, because he used the wrong word, because that's what attorneys do. If you don't use the right word, then you're invalidated, and boom, you have no credence whatsoever. And so they invalidated and broke down the credibility of that claim. But then they found out later it wasn't wiretapping, but they surveilled. And so President Trump was more right than wrong, but, of course, they're not about to admit that. But, hey, look, the truth will find a way out, and get ready for it, ladies and gentlemen.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers.